Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awilco Drilling PLC Q4 2013 conference call. My name is Jacob, and I will be the conference coordinator. For the duration of the call, you will be listen only, and at the end of the presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Should you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, John Olivier Brice, to begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob, for that introduction. My name is John Olivier Brice. I'm the CEO of Awilco Drilling PLC, and with me today on the conference call is Ian Wilson, our CFO. Today we're gonna run through the Q4 2013 numbers. For those of you who have access to the internet, I'd just like to point out that this call will roughly follow the format of our Q4 presentation, which was published on Awilco Drilling's website this morning. Moving forward, the bones of the call this morning are we will give you some highlights from the quarter, then we'll talk about the numbers, the Q4 preliminary and full year 2013 financial results. Then we'll touch on some operational update information, a little bit of information then about the market, a summary, and finally, we'll move to a Q&A session, which will be organized by Jacob. Let me start then with the highlights, and for those of you who do have the presentation, we're looking at page five. It's been a very good quarter. Awilco Drilling announced that a dividend of $1.10 will be paid as a result from this quarter. The big numbers from the quarter then, a total revenue $61.4 million, with an EBITDA of $40.5 million. OpEx for the quarter was $88,700 per day per rig. This was slightly above guidance, but I'll explain this later in the presentation. At the end of the quarter then, the contract backlog was $762 million of firm commitment plus some options. Finally, I'm very pleased to say that revenue efficiency was 95.6%. Those are the main highlights from the quarter. Moving then on to page seven, we'll now run through the Q4 2013 income statement, and I'll ask Ian Wilson, CFO, to help us walk through these numbers. Ian.
Okay. Thanks, John. The revenue efficiency of 95.6% equates to a contract revenue for the quarter of $60.7, and combined with reimbursables and other, $61.4 million total revenue for the quarter. The rig operating expenses of $16.3 equates to a per day amount of $88,700 per day. This amount is slightly higher than our guidance as a result of reduced expenditures in previous quarters, having to be caught up to projects performed in Q4. The general and administrative expenses of $5.7 million include $3.3 million LTIP provision, and the underlying G&A expense is in line with prior quarters and guidance. Other income of $1.3 million includes $1.1 million in respect of recognition of an insurance settlement and $200,000 in respect of foreign exchange gain. Depreciation very much in line with prior quarters and guidance, resulting in operating profit of $36.1 million. Interest expense of $2.2 million also very much in line, resulting in profit before tax of $33.8 million, tax expense of $2.3 million, and net profit of $31.6 million, equating to an earnings per share of $1.05. On the balance sheet, rigs, machinery, and equipment, $245.2. No significant movement during the quarter. The total year-to-date spend just short of $13 million. The trade and other receivables of $14.4 million, and the prepayments and accrued revenue, both of these relate to the November revenue invoices and the December accrued revenue, and that has all been since paid. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the year, $52.3. Current tax receivable, and you should read that in conjunction with the current tax payable below. The net amount there would be the net tax payable that we have, and the bulk of that will be paid and the offset received in mid-2015. So total assets of 387.7, down below the line there, the long-term interest-bearing debt of 87.1. We paid the normal quarterly payment early part of the year in January, so the net long-term amount was 87.1. The current portion of the long-term debt of 11 million, so combined the 98 million will be paid either through 2014 with a final balloon payment due for repayment early part of 2015. Accruals and provisions 25.1, a combination of offshore and onshore bonus awards accrued, LTIP provision, local taxes and accrued interest. Equity and liabilities total 387.7. Thank you, John.
Good, thanks, Ian. Okay, so moving on to an operational update. So this would be pages 10 and 11 for those of you who have the presentation in front of you. Let me start with a quick comment about page 10, which shows a current contract backlog for Awilco Drilling. So I'm very pleased to say for our two-rig company, we have a current contract backlog of $724 million. You can see the Will Hunter is currently working for Hess Corporation on a rate of $360,000 a day, and moving to a higher rate at the end of May this year of $385,000 a day, which takes us through to the end of November 15. At that point, we are scheduling a yard stay, and there is an opportunity for further options up to a further 275 days thereafter. The Will Phoenix is currently on contract to Premier Oil. It's actually on a short sublet to Maersk, and the rate for that sublet period is $351,000 a day to Awilco Drilling. The rig will be returning to work for Premier sometime in March. At that point, there are two rates applicable to Awilco Drilling. The first rate is from its return in late March until early June at $315,000. At that point, there's a step up in day rate to $442,500 from early June, and that can potentially run till the end of October, depending on Premier's requirements. At that point, the rig then moves on in direct continuation to a new contract for a new customer, Apache Corporation, $387,500 a day for a three-year term. And at the end of that, there's a further 27 months of options which could be agreed. So a very, very pleasing contract status in terms of firm commitments for our two-rig company. Moving on then, touching on some highlights from Q4 on slide 11. A very, very good operational performance in Q4 with 98.5% operational uptime. A great achievement there. The rigs did incur a considerable weather downtime during that period, however, which means we have a slightly discounted weighting on weather rate. So that is the difference between 98.5% operational uptime and our financial efficiency, which is slightly lower because a slightly discounted weighting on weather rate applies during that time. Continued customer positive feedback. And then the last point here is OPEX. It was very close to guiding, though slightly above. The reason being, I think Ian touched on, we had a fairly dramatic underspend in Q1, Q2, and a bit in Q3 as well. So this was a little bit of a catch-up in Q4 in terms of OPEX spend compared to guidance. So when we're guiding 85, it came in slightly above that. So that was the highlights from the operational performance you can see there on slide 11. Moving forward then, a topic of interest, the dividend distribution. So let me talk about what's happening here. I think the main point is Awilco Drilling has maintained its redistributing all free cash over and above our robust cash buffer. And in line with that philosophy then, we've announced a dividend payable of $1.10 per share. The dividend is payable on or around the 20th of March 2014. The share will trade ex-dividend on the 4th of March but it will be recorded as the 6th of March. So that is the dividend information, $1.10 per share from Q4. Moving forward, I'm just going to touch a little bit on the market. For those of you who have the presentations, if you can see slides 16 and 17. 16 shows the UK fleet of semi-submersibles. The UK market is close to sold out to 2015 with limited availability, so it's a good picture. Awilco Drilling, of course, having very long commitments in the middle of this pack. Why do we expect the UK market to be tight beyond the middle of 2015? Well, the main points are listed there, so let me run through them. Firstly, a sustained high oil price above investment triggers, and that's underpinning operator confidence in the UK. The second point, and this is a relatively new point, is the UK government has set out a new vision to maximise recovery of hydrocarbon reserves. And this is a new vision which has come on the back of an industry report talking about cooperation between government departments for the greater good, higher tax returns from helping to recover marginal fields, helping to encourage new exploration drilling. So this is the government setting out a new vision to maximise the recovery of hydrocarbon reserves, and we await to see exactly how this materialises, but this is a very, very positive development in terms of the UK market, so another reason to remain positive. And then four more points there. Major operators continue new developments west of Shetland. There's a number going on there. There are major operators who are being evaluating decommissioning, and the government is pushing operators to tidy up wells, to decommission wells. So, of course, to do this requires semi-submersible rigs, so that's helping to push the market. And indeed, that is what the Wheel Hunter is doing right now, working for Hess on its abandonment campaign. Also, small independent operators continue to develop and evaluate and push marginal fields, and that helps to prop up the sublet market, and in some cases even results in longer-term rig share clubs, etc. So that's an important part of the overall demand picture. Then the final point there, the UK does have barriers to entry in terms of an influx of rigs, in terms of capital costs, risk, etc., for new rigs entering the market. So to a certain degree, it is a protected market. So to summarise then, if you can see slide 19, for those of you who had the presentation, the market fundamentals remain positive, especially in the backdrop of this new government initiative. Awilco Drilling has a solid contract backlog of $724 million plus options. Awilco Drilling PLC remains continued high focus on operational efficiency. Awilco Drilling announced a $1.10 dividend payment in line with our dividend story. And finally, the company does continue to evaluate growth opportunities, but very much on a case-by-case basis, and very much in terms of opportunities that would add value, not detract value. So that concludes the call. I will now hand back to Jacob, who will organise any questions you may like to ask. Jacob.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again, and you will be advised when to ask your question. We currently have no questions coming through. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Yes, we have a question from the line of Heike Letla, from is a private investor. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for the quarter.
You're welcome.
Quite nice. I have one question talking about the new tax regime, which UK government is talking about. There was some kind of talk that there is this kind of happening, and Can you enlighten me more about it? What is the state of it?
Yes. I can, just for a recap for anybody who's listening who's not up to speed with this particular issue. In the autumn time, the Chancellor issued a statement about tax changes for the UK. One change which was hinted at, but not elaborated in detail, was a change to the tax for drilling companies working in the UK who operate UK topcos, but with overseas subsidiaries and operating that corporate structure using a bareboat charter regime. And so the tax, proposals was to look at this arrangement and potentially increase the tax on this arrangement. Since that autumn statement, industry groups have got together, oil industries, the operators, and drilling contractors, two different groups have got together to liaise with the government to find out more and to put forward our own cases. It would be fair to say we still don't know what the outcome of this tax proposal is. Discussions are ongoing, so at this moment in time, we can't give any guidance to what this tax would look like. What we can say is that if the tax change does happen, it would most likely be applicable from April this year, 2014, for essentially the new tax year. So at the moment we don't know what it looks like. We're continuing to work with government, but we don't have any specific guidance to give on that. It's still a work in progress.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Christopher Iden from Arctic Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi guys. Thanks for taking my question. I'm not sure if you already mentioned it, but could you provide an updated guidance for daily OPEX in 2014 and also for CAPEX?
Yeah, the operating expenses for 2014, we expect the increase over 2013 up to approximately 95,000 a day. One of the principal reasons for that increase is to do with a change in legislation regarding employers' national insurance, and that change equates to about 5,000 a day, and that will be effective from the 1st of April. In the first quarter, we also see slightly increased cost over what we experienced in 2013, and that's due primarily to the fact that both rigs will be undergoing interim periodic surveys during the course of the first quarter. So, on average, over the course of the year, 95,000 per day per rig. On the capital spend side, we're looking to have the ongoing capital spends for routine capital maintenance in the region of 15 million combined, and we also have some payments on account in respect of the BOPs that will be acquiring for installation during the SPS, and that'll be a further 15 million.
Yeah, and that part of the CAPEX, is that still expected in Q2?
It's stage payments. We have several stage payments. The bulk of the expense is likely to come through in Q2.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We currently have no questions coming through. Another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no more questions coming through, so I will hand back to your host for any final remarks.
Okay, thank you, Jacob, and thank you to the assembled audience for listening to our Q4 2013 presentation. So, goodbye, and thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this teleconference. You may now disconnect your lines.